The setting sun casts a warm glow through scattered clouds on Northern Skies Observatory as a couple of young astronomers walk through the door of the silo-like building next to Peacham Elementary School. Two are the children of Barnett science teacher Cindy Mosdale, who is leading an evening class here.
And then we have a student who's coming who's never been here.
Hi, gentlemen.
The middle schoolers sit with her in front of laptops at a long table. Only steps away, a $300,000 telescope awaits their instructions. Tonight is too cloudy, so the kids won't be able to look through the lens. Instead, they're scanning a poster on the wall for heavenly bodies they'd like the robotic telescope to find and photograph for them when the skies clear up. Mosdale shows them a photo gallery of pictures already taken from this building.
The Crab Nebula M1, Dumbbell Nebula M27. When we take the images and when we get them, and I'll show you with some that we already have, they come out as little objects in the center, but as you zoom in...
The students are learning to use software that writes code for the telescope to follow hours after they've gone home. For Sydney Wanzer, one of the co-founders of the Northeast Kingdom Astronomy Foundation, which raised the money for this telescope, this is what science education should be all about, putting students' hands on technology that spurs them to ask questions.
They use our equipment. They image various objects in the sky, they study them, they make measurements of one sort or another, and thereby learn.
Wanzer is an amateur astronomer. A doctor by training, he teamed up with his neighbor, David Magnus, to start the foundation, which now works with about a dozen schools, mostly in the Northeast Kingdom, to bring astronomy into lesson plans. On this drizzly night, the students get to see the telescope, but not in action. Magnus leads them up a few stairs.
Every time we have to make sure the last person closes the door, because this is ice cold and that's warm, and we don't want warm air to come in here. Why?
Because, one answers, warm air would steam up the glass and mirrors in the telescope. On another night, later in the week, the weather is clear enough to open a panel that allows the telescope to see the skies. The Northeast Kingdom is especially ideal for this project because there is almost no light pollution from cities and because this is a cash-strapped part of Vermont where schools often have to make do with less. Brad Vitchie is a volunteer consultant for the observatory.
The original goal was to provide a facility that would give students in rural areas that don't have access to the sort of things that they might have in Philadelphia or New York or Chicago, access to equipment and a research facility that would give them a leg up when they went to go apply for college and interact with the wider world.
And the world can't get much wider than this galaxy on display here. The observatory has been open only for about 2 years, so it's too soon to see if science scores are improving. But stargazing will not take a vacation. This summer, the foundation will partner with a Fairbanks Museum and Dartmouth College to offer a space camp for teenagers interested in astronomy. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Northeast Kingdom.